So I'm saying that to impress upon you tonight, you can get one word from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And you could write a book. You could write a song. You could write an album. You can get a business idea, a creative idea. You could design an app that could make multi-millions. Amen.
Amen.
That three of you believe that. That's okay. That's all we need. Three people who'll grab a hold of that. Amen.
Amen.
One touch of the anointing tonight, you can be totally healed.
Amen.
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 I'm just building your faith. Amen.
Amen.
One touch of that same power can just take you, propel you all through 2019. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory to God. I was telling Pastor that on my birthday, September the 17th, so all of you know it now, you've got no excuses for next year. If you're taking notes, write September the 17th, amen. If you're on an iPhone, put it in your diary, amen. We'd just done a weekend in Wimbledon in London, a revival weekend. We called it Dunamis Power Conferences. We did them in our own church, and we did one in New Zealand, that's what I'm telling you. We did one in London, one in Wolverhampton. We did one in Wimbledon, and then we were going into a week of revival meetings, and I was lying on my bed, minding my own business, waiting for an evening meeting. And the Lord spoke one word to me that I'm going to minister on tomorrow. I'll give you a snippet. It's called Pleasant Boundaries. Amen. Because the Lord is my cup and my portion, the boundary, my lot is secure. The boundary lines for me have fallen in pleasant places. Surely I've got a godly heritage. I can't say much more because I'll preach on that tonight, but I'm preaching on it tomorrow. The Lord spoke that word to me. And then a friend of mine, who's a real accurate, very humble prophet of God, called me shortly afterwards. And he blessed me, wished me happy birthday. He said, "Can I just minister to you?" I said, "Yes." And he started to prophesy over me. And in the midst of that prophecy, he spoke one word, which was, "You're going to write the two greatest books you've ever written. And they're going to minister to people all over the world." He said that, boom. I felt the anointing. And then forgot about it. But it was like something was birthed in me. And from September the 17th to December the 17th, 3 months, I've written those two books. Isn't that amazing? Effortlessly. Like piece of cake. Like easy. Like a Sunday morning. I got the Lionel Richie anointing. Amen. Now, why do I say that to you? Because one word from God with the anointing, you could do the same. If not more. Somebody said, "Well, I don't want to write a book." Well, it might be something else. You might want to create your own homeless outreach, or building that houses homeless people, or your own business, or creative arts, or music, or media. I don't know what it is. But all I'm saying is, it's like God's accelerating things. Amen. You can say, "Well, the world's going crazier." Is it? It is. Sin's going amplified. It is. But how much more is God amplifying his anointing on his people? Amen. For such a time as this. Amen. And the two books that I've written that are coming out next year, one's called Pleasant Boundaries. I'm not going to talk too much about that. The other one is called Giant Slaying Faith. Amen. And that's what I want to minister to you on tonight. Giant slaying faith. Turn to the person next to you and say, "I'm a giant slayer." Turn to the person on the other side and say, "You're a giant slayer." Amen. Can you imagine if you got up first thing in the morning and you looked at your wife and she went, you're a giant slayer, honey. And you went to her, you're a giant slayer. Amen? It's a good way to start the day, isn't it? Amen? Everybody say, I'm a giant slayer. I'm a giant slayer! Hallelujah. Glory to God. So again, I was minding my own business on my bed, and my wife's listening to a daily reading on a Bible app, Holy Bible app. She listens to it. She does Nicky Gumbels because he's an evangelist and it's very good. He does Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and shares a bit on it. It's very good. And she was listening that one day, and then one scripture just jumped out to me. It's like God quickened it. And I'm going to read that, then I'm going to preach from it, then we're going to minister to some people. Amen. From round about 1 Samuel 17. But this is the scripture. First Samuel 17, verse 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But this is the scripture. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Everybody say that. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Now let me just say this. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. Right? There's many people today, many Christians, many believers in the body of Christ where they're facing giants and they think, I can't kill my giant because I don't have a sword. Listen to what I'm saying. David did not have a sword. He did not take Goliath's head off with his own sword. In fact, he took Goliath's head off with Goliath's sword. Listen to what I'm saying. People can think, oh, Pastor Terry, I don't have the money. That could be what you think is your sword. I don't have the contacts. That could be what you perceive as a sword. I don't have the charisma. I don't have the intelligence. I'm not tall, good looking, articulate. I know a lot of you are. That's nobody in this room. That's everybody on Facebook Live. Amen. You're all so good looking and handsome and charismatic and intelligent and everything. But tonight, whatever you might want to speak to Pastor about your giant that you're facing, and you want him to pray for you, him to give you wisdom and intelligence, which he will, because you feel you haven't got a sword. But David did not have a sword. So what I'm saying to you tonight is, you have all you need for life and godliness, according to his divine power and precious promises. Amen. You've got everything you need. So all you've got to do is start walking towards your giant and taking some action. Amen. By faith. There's things that we're doing right now, that I'm doing, that we're doing it by faith. I don't really have a sword, but I'm doing it by faith. Amen. I've written 2 books. They're coming out next year. We've done all that. But then they need to go to a publisher. You need to get them. You need to pay for them. Amen. But I'm walking towards it. Amen. And when I get there, I'll take the sword that Goliath has got in his hands when he's down there. And I'm going to cut that head off when I get there. Are you with me? Amen. And I'm not even going to go to my notes. I'm just going to keep preaching. David was God's most unlikely candidate. He was. The Bible says that. All the other brothers thought they were going to be anointed. But no. David was God's anointed person. Amen. And so are you. Amen. We've got to stop thinking, oh, this person's anointed, this person is, oh, they're gifted, they're skilled. No, you are. Amen. Everybody say, I am.
I am.
A giant slayer. David killed a lion and a bear. Think about this. Because you can read the Bible stories and just think it's all fairy tale and Walt Disney. This is true. David, with his bare hands, killed a lion and a bear. That's pretty impressive. Has anybody killed a lion and a bear in this room right now? He did it with his bare hands. Think about that. Do you know he did it with his bare hands? I bet nobody knows. And you're all such great Bible students. You read your Bible, you study. Does anybody know how he did it? Do you know, Pastor? You want to know. Amen. I didn't know. It's when you read the fine print, you find these things out. And God gives you a word. He grabbed them by their whiskers. He didn't strangle them. He didn't kick them. He grabbed them by the whiskers. Listen to what I'm saying. Some of your giants that are ahead of you, you'll get a lion and a bear in front of you, which are minor distractions. Everybody say minor distractions. Which try and represent major. They'll scream at you. And all you need to do is grab them by the whiskers and just tweak it a little. Say, just tweak it a little. Amen. Some of you in the financial realm, you just need a little tweak. Amen. Some people, seriously, they just need to sit down with a financial advisor or somebody who's gifted in that area and do a budget. Who knows what a budget is? That's four of you. Who uses a budget? That's two of you. No, I'm joking. It's a few. But seriously, that is just a little tweak, but that's major. Because if you can't handle a budget where you're at, how can God pour all this money and finance that you're believing him for when you can't handle it? Am I talking to anybody? Some of you just need to do another little tweak. It's called a diary. Who uses a diary? That's about four of you. I'm teasing. No, I've just learned this out recently. Somebody was meant to meet us to go on a ministry thing. They might be tuning in. I love you. It's a good illustration, but it's needed. Oh, somebody else was coming. They had to do this and do that. Or could they have not come another time? Well, I'd forgot about it. Do you use a diary? No. I'm not going to say who doesn't use a diary and put your hands up. But you need to use a diary. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, use your diary. And if you're a husband and wife, copy each other in. Amen. You can do that now, easily. Jill and I do that all the time. We use iPhones, the diary on the iPhone. We just copy each other in. It's very easy. Somebody says, this doesn't sound very spiritual, Terry. I'm just getting you to tweak a lion's whiskers and a bear's. Amen. Look after your diary. Amen. And look after your budget. Amen. Because if you're not looking after your diary, how can God fill it? Amen. It's gone a bit quiet in here, Pastor. Sorry about this. It's gone a bit cold. I feel icicles. Stalactites. Giant slaying faith. I'm going back to verse 20 now. 17 verse 20. Be prepared as you go into 2019. Individuals, families, as a church. So David got up early in the morning, left the flock with the keeper, picked up the provisions, and went just as Jesse had directed him. And he came to the encampment as the army was going out in battle formation, shouting the battle cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle formation, army against army. Then David left his provisions in the care of the supply keeper and ran to the ranks and came, greeted his brothers. I've put here, always bring something good with you, wherever you're going. Amen. Be a blessing. Bring a smile. Bring a word of encouragement. Bring a gift. Amen. It's interesting. David became a giant slayer, but his dad asked him to go and strengthen his brothers and take him some cheese and some bread. Does anybody like cheese on toast? Amen. So do I. When I was preaching this message in our church, everybody started eating cheese on toast and posting pictures of cheese on toast. So David, really, to get in the frame for being a giant slayer, he took an offering to his brothers. Amen. Amen. But as you can see, God multiplied that. He wasn't even interested in fighting Goliath. He was taking his brothers some cheese on toast. But big cheese and big toast. Amen. He ran. He didn't walk to his brothers. He ran. That's what the Bible says. He ran to the ranks and came and greeted his brothers. He ran. Always be keen and punctual and welcoming to the things and the people of God. Amen. If we can be at university on time, at school, at the dentist, at the doctors, be punctual for the things of God. In fact, be early. Amen. As we go into 2019, let's just shock Pastor Fowler. Amen. Let him look so shocked. What are all these people doing here so early? Bringing big smiles. Amen. And bringing things to encourage and strengthen the brothers and the sisters. I know you shock him anyway, but let's shock him at another level in 2019. Amen. Amen. It's just a tweak. You just need to set your alarm clock an hour earlier. Amen. Come on now. As he was talking with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke these same words again, and David heard him. When the men of Israel all saw the man, they fled from him, and they were very frightened. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel. The king will reward the man who kills him with great riches." Everybody say, "Great riches." "Great riches." "And will give him his daughter in marriage," all the single people said. "Amen." "Amen." If you're a daughter, say amen. If you're a son, say amen. "And make his father's house family free from taxes and service in Israel." Somebody say gift aid. Gift aid. Amen. All the pastors said amen right there. "God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." And I've put, "and you always get the girl." Amen. If you're a single man tonight, just lift up your hand. None. You've got no single men in church. I know you have. If you've got a single lady, lift your hand up tonight. They're like this. Now's a good time. The single men can see the single ladies. You know what I'm saying? Amen. All the single ladies said. That's a Beyonce song. I'm not singing that in church. It's not redeemed. Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. In it, whatever. Put a ring on it. Don't sing on it. Put a ring on it. I'll talk to Pastor about you. All the single ladies, just what a man of God. Amen. Who turns up on time. He's punctual. Does his studies. Got a job. Sorry, I'm swearing in church. You know what I mean? I said work. Oh, Pastor, please pray for me. I need God to provide for me. Okay, my son, I'll pray for a job. No, Pastor, I don't want job. I just want miracle money. What do you mean this miracle money? There was a pastor in Ushuk, South Africa. And he was at Bible school. And then he was praying. Oh God, give me miracle money. And God gave him not one job, two job. Say ouch or amen. No, I don't want two job, pastor. I just want miracle money. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and you always get the girl. Say amen. Amen. But it helps when you've got a job. Amen. Amen. Jill was the anointed cherub leading worship in the church where I met her, like she was tonight. And a lot of the single men said God told them that they were going to marry her. She said, but God hasn't told me. I'm going to marry you. And you need to get it. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just believing God for big things. Yeah, but what are you doing? I'm praying and believing God for big things. Have you got a job? No. Don't swear at me, sister. Are you studying? No, sister. I don't feel led to study or work. Now, it sounds funny. But these things happen. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
All the ladies are saying, preach it, Brother Terry. All the men are sliding down the chairs saying, oh no. Amen. So all these brothers were making a load of noise. Sharaba siti rubu bubu rabababababababa. Oh, ree-bee-bee-bee-bee-bee. But as soon as the giant was there, oh, So, the anointing just isn't for in here. You're a giant slayer out there. Amen. David ran to the giant. Amen. Not away from him. I'll pray for you. No, he ran. Amen. Let's run to our giants in 2019. Amen. Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him. What will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes the disgrace that's taunting from Israel? Things that are not right in your life are taunting you. No money. No job. No open door. Listen, you can sing Miracle Worker as many times as you want. But if you ain't running towards your giant and taking it out, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's true. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. But if he's made a way where there is no way, you've got to put some faith steps and start walking towards it. Amen. Fill in that university application. Fill in that job application. Contact that person you'd like to meet who could be a divine strategic partner or friend. Knock on that door and it shall be opened. Oh, Pastor Fowler, pray for me. I've been waiting for the door to open. How long? 37 years. No, he's opened a door that no man can close. Beyond the open door. But you've got to walk towards it, knock on it, and go through it. Amen. Tell me you're a giant slayer. Say, I'm a giant slayer. Say, I'm a giant slayer. Say, I'm a giant slayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When your wife says, what do you want for dinner, honey? Say, I want some big ribs. I'm a giant slayer. Hallelujah. Give me a steak. Give me ribs. Give me some vegetables. Giant slayers don't eat salad. They eat Chinese food and ribs and spicy meat and rice. Hallelujah. Now, Eliab, his older brother, heard what he said to the men, and Eliab's anger burned against David and said, why have you come here? With whom did you leave those sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption, overconfidence, and evil of your heart, for you've come down in order to see the battle. See, those who were watching the battle were telling David what really they were doing. And a lot of the time, people say things to you, and it's more about them than it's about you. Who do you think you are, Pastor Fuller, planting these churches and taking these buildings and et cetera, et cetera? Who do you think you are, going to this university, doing that degree, trying to take this territory, this finance, this thing? Who do you think you are? People will look at you out of the lens of jealousy who haven't got the guts and courage to do something. Say amen.
Amen.
This is what happened to David. But David said, what have I done now? Was it not just an armless question? He didn't dignify it with a response. And sometimes, a lot of the time, with your critics, with those who misjudge you, just don't dignify it with a response. You don't need to. You don't need to really answer. When you're going forward in the things of God, and you get some religious devil who isn't doing anything, and they try and question your heart and motive, ignore it. Everybody just say, ignore it. That's one of the biggest stones you can use in your artillery. Is just don't dignify it with a response. You don't need to return that email or text or instant message or WhatsApp or Messenger. Somebody trying to question your motives, ignore it. Because if you answer them, they'll ask you five more questions. And you'll get in a circular argument and you'll never get out of it. And you'll just be looking on at the battle rather than being involved in it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
We just drove here today through Derbyshire, then through Manchester, came to Liverpool, and we drove through Derbyshire and we tried to reach out and just help and maybe strategically partner with a minister there, ministry. And then this ministry asked me a totally stupid question. Somebody say stupid. It was like, you talk about the power a lot, Terry. But what about, what's your doctrine on suffering? Now I could have said, well, my doctrine on suffering is the Bible. These present sufferings are nothing compared to the glory that is being wrought in us. Amen. After you've suffered a little while, then, exactly. I didn't dignify it with a response. Why should I? I'm not appeasing my brothers and getting into circles, because if I would have said that, there would have been another question and another. Who on earth died and left him in charge? Nobody. Amen. Sometimes, just don't dignify it with a response. Because the enemy will send people to just bug you. Sometimes, the enemy will just send people to bug you. That's why I said it again. Amen. That's a good tweet for Sister Sarah on the social media. The enemy will raise up so-called brothers and sisters, I'm telling you right now, Bible, who will ask you stupid questions time and time again. The first time they ask you a stupid question, don't even dignify it with a response. If they're rude and they're angry and they're abusive, delete them and block them. And don't keep rereading those things. Say amen. Amen. Is this helping you? Is this practical? Is this a word, Pastor Fowler? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the anointing of God in this place. I feel heaven's very atmosphere in this place. I see many, many lives transformed in this place. I see many, many miracles in this place. I see many, many miracles in this place. I might rap that song tomorrow for the young people. Who wants me to rap it? Hallelujah. Often, the biggest giant is in between our ears. I'm sorry to tell you. It's sometimes what we listen to and let through our ears, but then it becomes in between our ears. It's our brain. That's why we've got to continue to renew our minds. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, brethren, I beseech you, because of God's great mercy, don't conform to the standards of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you can test and approve what is God's perfect, pleasing will for your life. Amen. Let's just keep renewing our mind. Jesus is victor. God knows no defeat. The other biggest giant is in our mouth. James 3. If you look at a ship, a huge ship, a huge battle cruiser, a huge pleasure cruiser, it's steered by just a little rudder. And so it is with our lives. What are we decreeing and declaring? Not just on our 12 days, amen, or our Sundays or our midweek. What are you decreeing and declaring on a Monday morning, on a Monday night? Because the enemy will come, is most vicious in the morning and last thing at night. He doesn't want you to get out of bed, a giant slayer, because he knows the damage you're going to do. And then the last thing at night, he wants to keep you awake all night. Am I talking to anybody? We need to renew our minds and forensically renew our confession, our decree and declaration. Amen. What are you decreeing and declaring over your life? It's just a question. On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Amen. We should be living the Lionel Richie anointing. I've told you before. Sunday morning, every morning. Amen. We make a miracle worker, keeper in the darkness. That is who you are. Monday morning, miracle worker. Monday evening, promise keeper. Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening, in the darkness. That is who you are. Thursday morning, miracle worker. Thursday evening, Friday morning. That is who you are. Friday evening, miracle worker. Huh? Saturday morning, spitting my lyrics. Saturday evening, decreeing the darkness. That is who you are. Giant Slayer. I'm a Giant Slayer. Giant Slayer. Giant Slayer. Giant Slayer. Giant Slayer. Monday morning. Tuesday morning. Wednesday evening. Woo! I'm a Giant Slayer. I'm a Giant Slayer. We need to decree that. Amen. Amen. Every day. Amen. D.L. Moody, who was a shoe salesman in Chicago, somebody led him to Christ, and he was on his way to becoming a millionaire, even back then, a long time ago, in Chicago. He went on to become one of the greatest evangelists ever, saw the United Kingdom shaken, and America, amazing, D.L. Moody. His legacy lives on. Moody Bible Institute, amazing, one of my heroes. He made a vow to God, there will not be a day that passes when I do not lead somebody to Christ. And he did it, and one night he was in bed, and it was like 12 o'clock, and he thought, I haven't done it. It was wind, rain. He got dressed, got out of bed, went on the street, and was just walking and praying for an opportunity, and he saw a man. And he led that man to Christ. Isn't that amazing? A commitment to soul winning. No matter how adverse your circumstances, no matter how many lions and bears and giants you see around you, keep telling people about Jesus. Amen? Amen. And D.L. Moody said this. Somebody asked him and said, D.L. Moody, who's the biggest problem? Who's the person you have the biggest problem with? And he stopped and thought about it. And he said, D.L. Moody, that's the person I have the greatest problem with. Say amen. Amen. We need to slay the biggest giant of all, which is ourselves. Jesus said, unless a man take up his cross, deny himself daily, he cannot follow me. We need to slay the giant of self. Selfishness. It's all about me, Jesus. Pray for me, brother. Help me. Gather on me. We need to break victim mentality. Say amen. Amen. And also selfishness, if you think about it. Self doesn't want to keep praising God on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It wants to have a pity party. Oh, Pastor. I'm 43. That wasn't a 12-year-old or six. Sometimes we've got some big babies in the church. Say amen or ouch. Oh, that preaching's hard, Brother Terry. Ouch. Well, if you want some milk, go in Sunday school with the kids. What's the age for the Sunday school? What age? Three. We need to put some of you back in there. Pastor says amen. He said you can say that again. I said, some of you need to grow up and get off the milk and get on the meat with us giant slayers. Giant slayers don't drink milk out of babe. Goo, 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 goo. Ooh, goo, 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 goo. Goo, 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 goo. Ooh, Pastor, pray for me. Goo, 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 goo. How old are you? 52. I don't like all this meat in church. I want some milk. Just tell me God loves me. He loves you. But he wants you to graduate to meet. Amen? Amen. It's gone very quiet in here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of you, the biggest giant is you. Die to self. It doesn't matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter really how they treat you. Because God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. No devil in hell can stop that. No saint of God can stop it. There's only one giant who can stop it. Do you know what his name is? You. Amen. Say, I'm a giant slayer. Then David turned away from Eliab to someone else and asked the same question, and the people gave him the same answer as the first time. He blanked him. He didn't dignify with a response. It's God who justifies you. Think about that. A lot of people spend a lot of time justifying themselves. It gets too tiring. Lord, have mercy. I'm justified by the blood of Jesus. You can't do anything else. He's done it all. Amen. You don't need to keep justifying yourself to anybody. It's God who justifies. Amen. Romans 8. Therefore, what can man do to us? No, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. We've been talking about Tenerife. I was in Tenerife. And I met this guy, a Cockney guy from London. Talks a bit like that, mate. You know what I mean? You're right. What's your name? I'm Terry. Nice to meet you. Oh, my name's Kevin. Nice to meet you. How long you been here, Kevin? Well, been here about a week, mate. Oh, you got a nice tan. Yeah, it looks like you get a nice tan, Terry. Yeah, and you get a nice tan. All right, see you later, Kevin. I saw him a few days later. I was in the swimming pool. And I just came up for air, and he was looking down on me. He went, "Core, Tell. You got an head like a conker." I said, "No, I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved us." Hallelujah. Turn to the person next to you and say, "I'm more than a conqueror." Amen. You know what a conqueror is, do you? Yeah? It's a seed from a horse chestnut tree. It's a brown sort of nut. My head looked like a conker. But I said, I'm more than a conqueror. Amen. Glory to God. When the words that David spoke were heard, the men reported them to Saul and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's courage fail because of him. Goliath, your servant will go out and fight with this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for you're only a young man, and he's been a warrior since his youth." I just want to encourage you young people, man. David was young when he took Goliath out. Do you know some of the greatest people in United Kingdom history? William Booth, Dr. Bernardo, founder of the YMCA, Sir George Williams. All these guys were in their young 20s, 20, 21, 22. They founded huge missionary societies, huge philanthropic works all across the UK. What does the Bible say? Don't let anybody look down on you because of your youth. Youth, I want to tell you, rise up. Amen. There's young people in China and India and Pakistan designing apps that are making millions and billions of pounds. Amen. It can be you. Amen. Amen. Dream big, young people. Act big. Youth. Amen. Don't let anybody look down on you. This is what they tried to do to David. Because they were grumpy pants, miserables, because they'd got unfulfilled ambitions. They'd had no courage. They were making a lot of noise but getting nothing done. And they saw somebody rising up and they tried to put him down. Don't let anybody do that to you. Amen. Amen. Just keep rising up. Amen. Amen. People and the devil will question your qualifications. You've heard it before. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Amen. Whatever God puts on the inside of you, keep letting it grow and keep walking towards what appear to be giants. Because they're not really giants. They're just little dwarfs on stilts with cloaks. That's all they are. It is a wow. They're just little shrimps making a lot of noise on wooden stilts, looking big, but there's no substance. You can blow them over. Amen. The devil tries to magnify molehills and make them mountains. But I decree and declare, any mountain in and around your life will melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because I'm a giant slayer. And you're a giant slayer. Amen. Are you getting a hold of this? And you're going to have a giant slay month in 2019. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Liverpool's going to be shaken by the power of God. I see great fruitfulness and finance coming to your life and in and through this church in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally. When you work in the natural, God will just totally blow your socks off with the supernatural. Amen. But you've got to address things in the natural like David did. He ran to his brothers. He took bread. He took cheese. He got there early. He served his brothers and strengthened them. Amen. Don't despise a day of small beginnings. You've got to grab those bears and lions with their whiskers. Amen. And just tweak them. Do your studies. Read your Bible. Pray. Do your assignments. Get there on time. Don't spend so much time scrolling on social media, man. You know what I mean? And don't spend too much time reading other people's books. Read the book and start writing a book. Amen. Start a blog like Sister Sarah. Come on now. Become a YouTuber. Amen. And post some good content. Amen. Get creative business ideas. Get creative things. Somebody said, oh, did you write 2 books, Terry, in 3 months? Creative initiative and using new technology. Simplified it. 2 books in 3 months. Are you kidding me? But I prayed. I said, Lord, help me. Help me with modern media. Help me with creativity, Lord. Help me with altar calls, Lord. Somebody said, Terry, you do great altar calls. I'm hungry for souls and passionate, but I've prayed and I've studied. I've been diligent. Amen. I'm a giant slayer. You can read all this when you get home. And you can buy my book next year. Or I'll bless you with it. It's fine. Because I've got loads of scripture here. I did a big series on this in our church. But you're getting the grasp of it, yeah? Keep conquering the lions and the bears in your life. Internal and external. Loneliness. Big giant. You've got to destroy that thing, man. You've got to take an axe to it and kill loneliness. Ask the Lord to help you. Say, comfort me, Lord. Comfort me, God. You'll be lonely at times, but you'll never be alone. The Holy Spirit will comfort you and touch you. And not just in here. In your bedroom. Amen. In your car. On the shower. On the shower and in the shower. Amen. I don't know what on the shower is. Maybe it's prophetic. I don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. Pet sins. Oh, it's just my pet sin, Pastor. Oh, I've always been grumpy and angry. It's just the way I'll be. I'll tell you, if you don't destroy those pet sins, they'll destroy you. You'll either do something with life or life will do something with you. I'm telling you right now, you've got to hit them with a big axe. We've just seen about 4 people recently whose lives, marriages and ministries have been totally taken out. And better men than you and me and women than Jill have got in trouble. And that's a whole nother story. You've got to deal with these private things. Because if you don't deal with them, they'll deal with you. I'm telling you right now. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you and God loves you. And God will give you time and time and time to get these things out of your life. And if you don't deal with it, especially in God's church, he'll deal with you. I'm telling you right now. Because you'll be like one of these brothers making a whole load of noise, not facing your giants or anybody else's. and it'll get exposed. You don't want that to happen. Whatever, and sin just means missing the mark. And whatever's not of faith is sin. The blood of Jesus paid that price. He'll cleanse you, but the power of God will sanctify you and make you holy and keep you holy. Amen. Oh, do you know, Terry? Because I know. Loneliness, pet sins, fears, hurts. I know you're hurt. Let God deal with you. Let him comfort you and heal you. Amen. Keep forgiving. Keep walking in love. These are the bears and the lions in your life. Disappointments. Please allow God to put a divine appointment in your disappointment and get totally healed from it. Amen. Because if you don't deal with that disappointment, you'll carry it around with you for the rest of your life. Somebody hurt me, Pastor Terry. I know. I could write the book on getting hurt and get disappointed. I could write 20 books in 2 months on that. Amen. But you don't want to write those books. You want to burn those books. Amen. And push through the betrayal barrier. Every time you drive past that place and you're reminded of that person, or the devil puts the face in front of yours. I bless them. I forgive them. I bless them. I forgive them. I worship you, Lord. Amen. Daily. Staying in personal revival. Slaying your giants. Listen to this for a quote I heard recently. I think it's great. Until you've washed another man's feet, you'll never know what it's like to walk in his shoes. So even some of those people who've betrayed you and hurt you and come against you, just keep forgiving them and blessing them. Because until you've actually sat down and washed their feet, you don't know what it's like to walk in their shoes. And if you did sit down and wash their feet, you'd know why they're walking with such a limp. But I don't want you to be walking with a limp in 2019. Amen. Amen. Is this good preaching? Yes. Is it deep? But this is how you slay giants. You've got to slay personal giants. Because you think you're going to go out of here and start taking territory when you've not taken territory in your mind, your mouth, your soul, you're going to get taken out. You'll run a mile. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Slay these giants. And I'm going to wrap it up and then we're going to pray for people. Betrayal barriers, addictions, all these things. So we've hit a lot of stuff tonight. Personal stuff like discipline. Other things like just really the foibles of fallen human nature. But it was all made right at the cross. It all was reinforced at Pentecost. Amen. And that same Pentecostal power is available tonight. And the Lord wants to touch you and send you even into your Christmas season and launch you into 2019 as a giant slayer in your field. Amen.
Amen.
And if you apply these truths that we've ministered on tonight, like I've applied them, you won't just be decreeing and declaring you're a giant slayer. You'll actually be one. Your body will start lining up with it. Amen. Your family will. Your children will. Amen. Your territory will. Your industry, your school, your career, your calling, your university. You'll start rising up as a giant slayer. Amen. Do you receive this tonight? Just as we wrap up now, I just want every head bowed and every eye closed. We just want to minister to you. And God's going to touch you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to put a call out to pray for a few different groups of people tonight and even people online. Maybe tonight you came in and you say, Pastor Terry, I'm not a Christian. I don't know what it's like to have my sins washed away, to be totally guilt-free. to be justified by faith, like you say. We want to pray with you and for you. First group. Second group, you are a Christian. And what I've ministered on tonight, you say, but I've got some internal giants, Terry, some internal giants and bears that I'm facing. Addictions, sins, things I shouldn't be doing. The Lord wants to set you free tonight and set you free indeed. Touch you with his mighty power. Third group of people, external things. You've been betrayed, let down, even abused. And it's like you can't break through. You feel like you're held back and the devil's got a hold on you. But the Lord wants to set you free tonight. You've been divorced, the death of a loved one, the betrayal of a close friend. And you're reminded of it every year, especially coming up to Christmas. The Lord wants to set you free. Last group of people, you may be sick in your body, oppressed in your mind. We've already seen people tonight on this. We want to pray with you and for you. If you fit into those categories, just slip up your hand right now. We want to pray for you. Don't leave here the same. Allow God to minister to you. Come on now. You're a giant slayer. You're a giant slayer. Hallelujah. Let this night, this third night, be a marked day in God's calendar and your calendar. Just slip up your hands so I can see them. Real high. Lift your hands with me tonight and say, I'm a giant slayer, Terry. I'm going to behave like a giant slayer. I'm going to run to my brothers and sisters and receive tonight. Lift up your hands, please. Right, everybody who's lifted up your hand, just stand to your feet, please. Stand to your feet quickly. Come on. And as you stand to your feet, just come to the altar quickly. Run to the front. Run, 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 run. Come. That's the power of God. I feel it right now. Just come, quickly. Run, 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 run. Come. There's other people out there. There's other people out there. Come. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just lift your hands to the Lord and just start to worship him right now. Start to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. That's the power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, right through you. Right through you. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray this prayer together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight. Thank you for reminding me. I'm a giant slayer. I choose to put you first in my life. Cleanse me. Forgive me. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Set me free from every addiction and anything that binds me. I forgive people who've hurt me, Lord. I bless them. I forgive them. And I worship you, Lord. Heal me. Deliver me. Fill me with your Spirit right now in Jesus' name. I'm not a victim. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a giant slayer in Jesus' name. Now just start to thank him now. Start to worship him. That's the power of God right through you. Right through you. Just relax and take it. Huh. In the name of Jesus. Never the same. Just let it go. That's the power of God reaching out towards you. In the name of Jesus. Those who've got any sickness in your body or pain, just lift up your hand right now. I'm just going to lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus. Total healing. That's it. Take it. Take it. Just sit down. It's okay. In the name of Jesus, right through you. Power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fresh anointing, Lord. Fresh. In the name of Jesus, right through you. Those who need a healing in your body and you've got pain, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, right through you. Thank you, Lord, for your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, right through. In the name of Jesus. In the name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody just stop praying now and just rest. We're not very good at this in church. Just allow the Lord to minister to you right now. Father, we thank you for your anointing that breaks every yoke in this place. We thank you for total healing. Any giant, we decree and declare his head is taken off right now in Jesus' name by the power of God. Any external ones, any internal ones, by your anointing, by your promises, by the word of God and the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it, Lord. And just saturate your people with your presence right now, Lord. Just blow through this place, we pray. Comfort, heal, deliver, touch. Ha. That's it right now. Just receive that right through you. And we thank you for creative ideas, Lord, witty inventions, ideas for books, for apps, for websites, for businesses, Lord, for properties. God will show you properties. You'll feel the anointing, and he's giving you that land. But you need to slay the giant of, I can't do, I've got no sword. God will provide it. Just keep walking towards it. Amen. Keep walking towards it. And when people tell you you can't do it, crank it up and walk twice as fast or throw twice as much time and effort and energy at it. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. The sword was always there by Goliath's side. And David only knew the sword was there when he got there. So just keep walking towards it. What seems like a giant, what's screaming at you, what's telling you can't have it, keep walking towards it. And the money will come. The money will flow. The opportunity shall flow. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God. And it's going to be accelerated. Things will happen in 3 months that would have taken 3 years in the natural. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, we decree and declare it over you. We thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say, I'm a giant slayer. Are you being blessed tonight? Can we give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah! Say, I'm a giant slayer. Say, I'm a giant slayer. Amen. Pastor Fowler.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.